Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Bringing Your Dreams to Life. I am your host, Pastor Karen. My God, it has been a minute since I have been online, but this morning or last night, this word was in me. I ran across something. I said, I've got to release this. And so, everyone, I thank you, everyone, for joining the broadcast, Bringing Your Dream to Life. I always tell people this is the set time to release what's on the inside of you. No more second-guessing. No more going back and forth. This is your set time. This broadcast is all about assisting you with leaving yesterday, whatever yesterday looks like, because we all have a different yesterday, and bringing you or stepping into tomorrow. But the decisions we make every day, the decisions that we make every day, because we have choices and life is choice driven. And so the decisions that we are making every day literally determine our outcome in life. So what is a dream? What is a dream? A dream is that seed of desire. It's the images. It's the purpose. It's our assignment. It's the thing that God put on the inside of us. You may have a dream of starting a business. In fact, I am in business. I'm the CEO of Anointed Press Graphics, and I'm also a speaker and a coach, and I do workshops with Karen Pressing Ministries. And so I teach workshops all the time, and I meet so many people who are starting businesses, they're doing things. A lot of times we treat it like a hobby. It's like we're starting it, but we're not building it. And so you may have a dream of starting a business, but a business goes beyond just starting something. It's about building something. You might want to change career, move to another state, write a book. I mean, a lot of people, because I'm a publisher, who want to write books, starting nonprofits, ministry, get married, go on vacation. There's so many dreams. There's so many desires. There's so many things, reoccurring thoughts that come up on the inside of us that don't go away, and that's because that's the God implanted seed that he put on the inside of us for us to birth out. And so even though we have all these dreams, a lot of us never realize why we don't pursue them. So this broadcast is all about helping you to unlock, helping you to get through the hindrances that keep us stuck. And, of course, I have other things. So let's say before I get into this broadcast, because today I'm talking about knowing your financial armor. But before I get into that, I do have a workshop called Birthing Your Dreams that's coming up next Saturday, August 12th. I've had so many people who have gone through the workshops, and it just unlocks more than just what's on the inside of you, more than just the business piece of you. Let's put it that way. August 12th, for more information, go to Eventbrite. It is KarenPressley.eventbrite.com. And you can see all the workshops coming up, and you can also register there. My website, KarenPressley.org, it should be on this information, but it is August 12th. You want to definitely come out, because a lot of times we're doing things, but we're not really giving birth, and you definitely don't want to give birth to a stalemate, all right? And what that means is it's in you, you're doing something, but it never developed, it never got big, it never lived. And so it's so much more than just starting a thing. God is really calling us to build something, and that goes beyond just starting. All right? So let's get into this. Knowing your financial armor. Armor is something that we all have that will cause us to be successful. And if you think about an armor, when the military, they put on armor to go out to fight, when the police officers, they have armor. They have a different armor. But even I think about Secret Service, they wear a suit, but they still have an armor. And so armor is not like back in the day when they put on the helmets and these breastplate and all that stuff. And that is an armor, but the armor that the police wear, that the Secret Service wear, the armor that the military wear, they are all different types of armor. But when you understand your armor is what will cause you to be successful in war, or successful on the battlefield, or successful in your job. So your armor is the thing that protects you, but it's also the thing that if you understand your armor, you will understand that you're equipped with everything you need once you get out on the battlefield or out on in the territory you're in. And so I'm talking about knowing your financial armor from a standpoint of ministry and the marketplace. I am in the ministry. I'm also in the marketplace. As I said before, I'm the CEO of Anointed Press Graphics. I'm a speaker and a coach of Karen Presley Ministries. I'm the pastor of Church of Zion Deliverance Ministries, and I'm also the founder of Daughters of Zion Empowerment Center. And so those are four different businesses. So I'm in the ministry, but I'm also in the marketplace. And so when you understand your financial armor, it'll cause you to be successful. The Word of God talks about how we're overcomers, and we're more than conquerors. And so knowing your armor is what enables you to really begin to overcome and conquer every situation that arises in your life, your ministry, or your business. And so I want to talk about a few. I made a list, but I want to talk about a few of them. I'm not sure how far I would get through them, because sometimes I can just expound on one thing too long. And so I'm going to try to get through most of the list, most importantly. Now, this is for regardless if you're in ministry or business or even just a family life, even if you the things that you're doing at home, these are the things that are a part of your armor that you will understand that it will cause you to begin to grow. It'll cause you to begin to develop. It will also cause you to begin to excel in the things that you have started. At Anointed Press Graphics, I've been there for 12 years. I've been in business for 14, but I have witnessed a lot of things. I've seen a lot of things. Some of them I've seen up close. Some of them I've seen from a distance, but it's the fact that God allows me to hear and to see a lot of the things that he's doing. And one of the things that I heard God say years ago, 12 years ago, in fact, when I first got there, he said, "Karen, I called you to bring order, but how do you know what's out of order?" And I think from that moment on is when God really just started showing me things. He just started making me, enlightening me to what's out here in the marketplace and in the ministry. And so one of the things that's on your armor is experience. Experience is one of those things that is a part of your armor. Experience will help you to begin to build confidence. In fact, I think I'm going to skip around this list just in case I don't make it through all of them. Let me see. Experience is one of those things that will cause you, will help you to build confidence, because now no matter what you're doing and no matter what you face and no matter what's coming ahead, because we don't know our future, you can rest in the fact that I've been doing this. This is my experience. I rest in the fact that I am gelling in the part that I play, because we all play a different part in the earth. It could be 1,000 of us that do ministry. It could be 1,000 of us that do deliverance ministry, but we don't all do it the same. It could be 1,000 of us that have faith ministry or healing ministries or whatever we're doing, but we don't all. In fact, it could be 1,000 of us that call ourselves prophets or apostles or pastors, but we don't all do it the same. And so we are never to compare to the next person. In fact, even now, that was ministry, but even from the business, whatever business you're in. In fact, it's 1,000 coaches. Lord knows everybody and their mother's calling themselves a coach. But the coach standpoint, everybody's saying they can get you to the next level. From a coach standpoint, everybody says we can get you out, and that's great. But guess what? But your experience, as long as you stay in your vein and as long as you are being who you really are, the experience that you have builds confidence in you so that you can continue to exuberate into the lives of those who you are supposed to affect. And so that's one. Also, advertise. I'm talking about business and ministry, but even when it comes to advertising, advertise means when you advertise, don't sell yourself short. That goes back to your self-confidence, because when I say building your when I say knowing your financial armor, God has called us to increase. God has called us to abound. There's nothing in the Word of God that he said just make it, barely make it, and just do it on the down low. He called us to abound and to financially impact the kingdom, because everything in this world takes money. Everything in this world literally takes money to buy. If we're going to advance the kingdom, it takes money. Whether you're in the ministry or the marketplace, it should always be about advancing the kingdom. If we're going to expound for God, it takes money. And so you have to understand that when we advertise, don't play it short, but also don't lie. That's two different things. Don't sell yourself short. Understanding your value is when you begin to understand yourself. If I have five fingers on my one hand, well, five fingers, they all do something different. Every finger literally is needed. One can't say you're not needed, because if I took one of these fingers away, it would cause me to have a problem with doing the everyday functions that I normally do. It would now be a problem if one of these fingers, I don't care which one it is, if one of these fingers were no longer here, then it would be cause me to have to do something extra, or will cause a problem. So you have to value, know yourself and value yourself. Don't sell yourself short, but also don't lie when you advertise, because the thing that God has called you to do and to bring forth in the earth, he needs you to do it and do it as he tell you to do it, but at the same time, do it and do it large. Got it? I want to talk about personality. Personality, now I think this is a really good one about knowing your financial armor, and I'm going to get to why it's called financial armor when I kind of get to the end. So knowing good reputation, I mean personality. Personality is if they like you, if people like you, they'll do business with you. They'll do ministry with you. They'll do things with you. And so what happens is that people don't buy the product, they buy you. People go to your ministry not because of the ministry, because of what's on your life. And so if they like you, they'll do business with you. You can have a good product and have a bad reputation. Now I'm trying to kind of mix the two together, reputation and personality. You can have a good product and have a bad reputation. And when I say reputation, meaning if you don't come through with the job, if I got to always call you. In fact, I know somebody, now I'm thinking of somebody just popped in my head. Oh, my God, they're so good. But if I got to keep texting you, if I got to keep calling you, if every time I turn around you have an excuse, then it's like, ugh, what is it? I don't want to do business with you. I like you. Yes, you have a good personality. I'm mixing personality and reputation together. Yes, you have a good personality. I like you as a person. You do great work. But guess what? I don't have time to keep calling you. If it's a business, then call me back. But really, it's just a hobby with this person. So I put up with more issues when I deal with this person, just because it's not a business. It's something he knows how to do, and it's a hobby. And so good reputation attracts word-of-mouth business. Personality is if they like you, attracts business. Business attracts more money. Ministry also attracts more money. People will see you as valuable, and they will want to help you. And so we have to realize that when we go in business, we don't all start off perfect, but guess what? You got to grow up in business. You got to grow up in ministry. I've seen people who get off onto their gifts, and they're wonderful with their gifts, but the person in them never grows up. And so a lot of times we repeat cycles, and we don't realize it. We begin to manipulate while we're on the battlefield, and we don't realize it, because you have to understand, once you start allowing all kinds of stuff to enter in, because things happen. And so sometimes when things happen, we don't realize the stuff that can fester in us, the things that can bottle up in us, the things that can become hard in us, but we still doing business, we still doing ministry. And then what happens is when those things happen, then things begin to dry up, because you don't realize that now you're operating on flesh and instead of what God originally called you to do. And so I always call it where people take a wrong turn. You know how you take a wrong turn and all of a sudden you keep taking Oh, my God, this is so good. Listen to this. You're driving. You take a wrong turn. A lot of time, if you know you took a wrong turn, you just get right back on the beltway. You get right back, get on that exit, and keep on going. But some people will take a wrong turn, don't know it's a wrong turn, and they keep driving, but now you're wandering. And now you're trying to find your way back to this place. Now you're on the wrong road, but you're still driving. You're still doing it, but you're on the wrong road. And then we don't realize all the stuff that can rise up in us because, again, things happen, and we don't understand that now I'm trying to make things happen. And the more I try to make things happen, the more I feel kind of frustrated, but I'm still doing it. I'm still doing business. I'm still doing ministry. My gift is still flowing. I still got some, but I'm running on the inside. Your inside no longer matches your outside because there's a whole nother conversation going on in the inside of you than what people see on the outside of you. One thing about personality, I'm going to go back to personality real quick. When I say it attracts, good reputation, let me go back to that. When I talk about it attracts the word of mouth, I have a lot of business that's word of mouth. But I've had this to happen before. It was a long time ago, but I just had it happen again recently, and it just floors me. And literally it was at the Staples in Waldorf. And so there's a Staples in Waldorf, and literally it was a customer there who was looking for, they was at Staples to get them to do something for them, and I guess Staples couldn't do it. I can't remember the whole story. Maybe they couldn't do it, but there was a customer that was in line at the same time this guy was in line, and the customer told him, go to Anointed. I don't think he said Anointed Press. I don't think he remembered the whole name. Go to Anointed. Then I think he said Brandywine. I don't know. He said Anointed and Brandywine. But the guy Googled Anointed Printing and Brandywine, I guess, and I came up, which I'm in Cheltenham, and I came up, and when he didn't come first, he called. I mean, it was a rush job. We were able to get it done. We met the deadline. He met him. He absolutely loved it. Not only that he had a book in him that he'd been wanting to release and has been on hold waiting for XYZ, I can't remember the story. And I mean, my mouth was open when he told me this, because God will always send those who are assigned to you. And so he came for one thing, but the book that was on hold was waiting for him to get to the right printer, publisher for his book. And so it was really like a twofold for him. But I love that. And so I don't know who I call him a guardian angel, but I don't know who he was. But at the same time, he was there and guided him to the right place. And so I was excited about that. So that's good when he talks about personality and good reputation. Let me tell you about looks. How your product looks. It could be ministry, business. How your product looks. You know, I've heard a lot of people say you do great work, and I thank God for that, because my testimonies, I never went to school for anything I'm doing. Literally, God has birthed this business in me, but I've had more people, even they talked about the book, like, this is a good quality book, when they talk about the products. And so I'm excited about that, because I know that is nobody but God that has anointed me to do what I do. But that was, guess what, that was when I first started. That was 14 years ago. How many know that I literally, you have to stay on the course with God? I could have got off a long time ago, but you have to stay on the course if you want to have longevity in your business and ministry, if you want to start building and have longevity. And my key thing is building, because, again, we got a million people doing stuff. I went from 1,000 to 1,000,000. We got 1,000,000 people doing stuff. You got so many business and ministries out here, but a lot of them never got off the ground. A lot of them never grew up. A lot of them only became babies, but like any old baby, it has to grow up. Like any baby, you want to get it to the place where it can walk, that it can eat, go to the bathroom on its own, and then all of a sudden, literally begin to start taking care of itself. And so just like a child that grows up, even how the thing that God gave us has to grow up. But if we have to grow up, if we're going to see the thing grow up. And so one of the things about your look, how the product look, how you dress, how people perceive you, how do you present yourself, how do you change your marketing, all those different things, because your level of your marketing material attracts the people that are assigned to you. Your marketing material attracts the level of customers that are coming to you. I always say it's Walmart mentality, Target, and Neiman Marcus mentality. You know, the Walmart mentality, they want it for nothing. They always want a deal, a discount, all that good stuff. Target, they don't mind paying a little bit more for value. And the Neiman Marcus, they're just like, they just get it. They don't even look at the price. And so that's the different mentalities of people that do business with you and ministry. Because as a ministry gift, as a ministry gift that's in the marketplace, I have seen people pay for my services, whatever I ask, but then when they come to the church, they have this, you know, $2 mentality or a $10 or $5 mentality that they give to God. And so I really had to teach about what it means to sow. I had to teach about advancing the kingdom. I had to teach that about the grace of God and what God called us to do. And because of that, I raised the level of mentality on God's people to understand that it may leave your hand, but it never leaves your life. But I also teach people the flip side when it comes to making a demand on this every seed sown, and the other side of the word, not just giving, but the other side of the word. Because I have a lot of people talk about, I give and I don't, but see, obedience is the key. So I talk about obedience as well all the time. And so because of that, the level, the mentality of the people who I minister to, they came up as it relates to even in their finances. And so you have to realize your look is the product, how you dress, how people perceive you. Now, granted, I have a print shop, so I wear jeans and tennis shoes every day. I'm not wearing good clothes. But when I do ministry, depending on what level of ministry, because when I'm on assignment, I dress up. But when I do my workshops, I still don't dress up, but that's me. And so everybody has a different industry. It's my personality that fits every aspect of what I'm called to do, just like your personality will fit every aspect of what you're called to do. You can't be who somebody wants you to be. You can't allow other people to begin to shape you. You have to understand your value, your armor, understand what you're carrying, understand what you're packing, understand what protects you, what makes you you. And then when you understand your value, you understand what you're coming to the table with, when you understand who you are in the marketplace and in the ministry, you can thrive and you can begin to flow who you are. And then when you get in your set place, then God will begin to increase you. So many people are looking for man to increase them, but God is the one who put the purpose and the assignment and the desire in you. God is the one who created you. God is the one who put everything in you. So he is the only one who knows every, you know, who knows your DNA. He knows every aspect of you. He knows the assignment, the timing. He knows how far you're going to go because he's the one who put it in you. So when we start looking for man to salute and to promote, when we start looking for man to honor, when we start looking for man to do all these things, then we have got on the wrong road. We took a wrong path. We took a left turn, and we never got back on. God is the one, when you get in the place and you do what he tells you to do in the marketplace, when you do what he tells you to do in the ministry, when you look for his validation, when you start looking for his honor, when you start looking for him to applaud you because of your obedience, not because of what other people do or say, then he will be the one that will excel you and catapult you. Man can give you another title, but only God can literally catapult you into this next arena in the marketplace and in the ministry. So because I'm running out of time. Let me talk about skill real quick. Skills. Become an expert at something. Whatever it is that you're doing, become an expert at it. Find your thing. God has made everyone with a thing. We all have something. We all have an assignment. You know, the Word of God talks about he gave us talents, 1, 2, and 10. That lets you know everybody has at least one. But some of us have multiple talents. I have a lot of talents, and I'm working in my talents. But I'm developing my talents as well. But with that, We all have at least one. Don't compare yourself to anybody else. I know God took me outside of the box, and this is something that I had to really work on in the beginning. I'm almost out of time, but let me say this real quick. God brought me, when I first came into ministry, I heard him say, I brought you by the way of rejection to break that spirit off of you once and for all. And so here we are 12 years later. I can understand why he said that. It's because he brought me outside of the box. What I'm called to do don't fit in the spectrum of what everybody else does. What I do is so, not that God can have you stand out and you didn't even ask to stand out. And so it has brought forth a lot of rejection, but also my assignment as a prophet in and the pastor's position, but as a prophet, I'm called to bring order. I deal with the foundation part of man. I deal with the underlining thing of man, because just like he said, like a house, or you can have a beautiful house and you going ooh ah, but no one knows the foundation. Did they miss any steps? And so that's my anointing. I deal with the foundation, and sometimes you got to clear away all the things you do see to be able to get to the part that you don't see. And so that has brought forth a lot of rejection. It has caused me to come outside the box, but at the same time, the reason why he had to get rid of rejection, because I had to realize that don't take stuff personal. My anointing is working even when I'm not. My anointing is talking even when I'm not talking. And I had to learn that. And so because I had to learn that, that's a part of the skill. That's a part of my assignment. So I had to understand my assignment and the thing that God called me to do, and I couldn't compare myself to anyone else, even like my business. I can't compare myself to other print shops or other graphic people, because what's on my life is graphics, printing, book publishing, and website. That's the service. But what people come for is what's really on my life, and some people don't even know it. So they'll have these encounters, they'll have these moments, but they never fully connect, because what God brought them for wasn't for the service, but it was for what was on my life to really shift them. And so I had to learn along the way who I really was, and it took me 11 years before I really got it. This is my first year really getting it. But it took me 11 years to really get it, because I used to take things personal. I didn't understand why people wouldn't do XYZ, and God just began to show me a whole bunch of things. So you have to understand your product. What's your assignment? What are you here on this earth for? Yes, you may have a business, but what's your real assignment in the business? See, my real assignment inside of Anointed Press Graphics really is a shifter. I am a midwife that is literally meeting people who are in transition to help them shift and point them the way that God would have them to go. A lot of times they just have this business, they have this book, they have this desire, I'm starting this, but they never really go the way God wants them to go. And so a lot of people fizzle out. A lot of people will start and it's like, yes, but then they fizzle out. And then my heart goes out to them because they didn't take heed at the crossroad when God was bringing them to a crossroad. And so because of that, I know who I am, and I know I'm assigned to people. God just uses me in the marketplace. So listen, we have a workshop coming up August 12th. I really want you to take a look at that. Birthing Your Dreams. If you can come out, listen, if you are available next Saturday, it's my last one for the year. Birthing Your Dreams in September. I have a writer self-publishing workshop. Can't remember the date. And in October is my last workshop for branding your business from the inside out. I have two business workshops, a publisher workshop, and I am done for the year. Go to Eventbrite, KarenPresley.eventbrite.org. Presley is spelled with one S, KarenPresley.eventbrite.org. Take a look at it. Go to my website. It will bless you. We have so many. Go to Google. You can check out the Google reviews. We have many awesome reviews. Listen, I want to pray for you real quick, because I only got 30 seconds left. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, those who are listening to this broadcast, I bless them. I pray, God, even now, that the word they just heard, that you will begin to turn it over in their spirit, that, God, they will not rest until they come in alignment with you. I decree and declare that you would just give them revelation on the areas, God, that they need out of order, but that they would give wisdom, revelation on how to move forward. Father, I bless you. I bless them. I bless you for them. But I thank you, Father, for continuing to stir the baby that's on the inside of them and bring them to full term and bring the thing that's already in them out of them and the thing that's out of them to a fullness. It can move on its own. And so I bless you in Jesus' name. And until we meet again, I'm telling you, I got another thing about five-letter words that will change your life. I'm going to do that the next time. Be blessed.